is how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 8:30 Coffee Roasters.
Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
Charlie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good weekend?
I'm okay.
Yeah, it was real good, thank you.
My palms are a little sweaty.
It's coffee time.
It's coffee time and you're turning the tables on us and making us brew it.
Yeah, so I was thinking we've brewed a few different kind of methods over the last few weeks and I thought it'd be fun to kind of run one back and get you guys to do it and see if we can kind of nail it.
Yeah. Okay. Aeropress.
So
I'm just going to pull up my notes because I have got notes so we remember things. Okay, so are we doing it with Brazil this week as well?
Yeah, I brought the Brazil pea berry. Yeah, which we'll talk about while we're brewing it.
Okay, so Aeropress situation.
Aeropress.
I feel like you should sit on this side, Millie, because you know more about doing this.
Okay.
And I'll talk.
We switcheroo-ing.
Switcheroo.
Okay.
So actually, it's easier. We don't have to do the grind size. I've pre-ground it because...
Thank you.
Wicked.
I left my grinder at my mate's. So.
Aww.
Yeah, we're grinderless this week, which is going to be sad.
Look, been there, done that, Charlie.
cool. Right. So we've got a medium grind, am I right?
Yeah, medium grind for Aeropress.
Medium. So. A little bit finer than plunger.
Perfect. Yeah, finer than filter.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Okay.
Espresso, mocha... And then Aeropress, and then filter, and then cafetiere plunger would be the most coarse. That's fine to coarse.
And then just whole beans.
Then whole beans, pretty much.
Right. The full spectrum.
Yeah.
Okay. So filter in the thingy.
Filter in the thing. Okay. There's like a little basket situation here. I'm going to chuck a paper filter in it.
And then invert the thing upside down, right? And clip it on like that.
Yeah.
Oh. And then put upside down. And then coffee in the thing.
Wait.
Is that right?
Oh, there we go.
Wait, what? Oh, no. We've already...
Oh. Yeah, this is... Oh. Okay.
We're getting there. So take the lid off. We're going to start
like this.
And then... Oh, okay. So you have it upside...
Yeah.
Upside down.
Oh.
So that the kind of... The bit that you press in... is now on the table.
Okay, don't listen to what I have to say. Millie, you take the lead.
and your thing has... okay, I'm measuring.
So we're going to measure... We're going to put it onto the scale, and then we're going to measure how much coffee.
12 grams.
12 grams, perfect.
For 200 mils of water.
Yeah.
Because the ratio is 6 grams per 100 mils.
Yeah,
or
perfect.
Or 60 grams to a litre.
Yeah, awesome.
Wait, how many? 12?
Yeah. No, in the thing... This is already turning terribly.
I wish it was a live stream.
Is this live?
Don't laugh at us, Charlie. We're trying our best.
This is good. No, it's good. This is good.
Is this like trying to teach like preschoolers how to do this?
So 12 grams.
I'm going in with 12.
I feel like you teared it when there was already a little bit in there.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's just going to be... Just do a tiny bit less than 12 grams.
It's just going to be extra rich this morning. And
I think I go for like 10 or 11 because you...
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, that's all good. There you go. All right, Charlie, coffee
with you.
Somewhere close to 12 grams.
Then what do I do? Other than having a panic attack, which is already happening.
So we're going to do the bloom. Do you remember about the bloom?
Yep.
So the bloom's the first pour that we do.
I didn't actually get this far listening back to our podcast, so I can't remember the bloom. But
the bloom is kind of, we want to do at least double the amount of coffee, of water for the start for 30 seconds. So we're going to pour a little bit of water in at the start.
Mm-hmm.
You can do kind of 50 grams. A 50 gram bloom is quite common.
50 grams.
Yeah, so we're going to tear it again. Perfect.
At me.
You're doing really well. I'm like the Kris Jenner in this situation.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
You're doing amazing, sweetie. 50 grams.
50 grams.
Oh. That's a lot more.
That's okay.
That was heavy handed. Weak wrists.
We're going to stir it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take this.
All right, Charlie, you take this jug of boiling water.
Totally safe, totally above board. 95 BFM Breakfast, thanks to 8:30 Coffee Roasters.
Give it a stir, Millie.
Oh, give it a stir. With what?
With the spoon? The spoon that you're holding.
Oh.
That's what the bloom is.
Hey.
I'm not about Orlando bloke.
Sorry. Okay.
Awesome. Cool.
Oh, there's all the CO2 escaping. It's
nice.
It's just steam, isn't it?
And how long's it been?
38 seconds.
Yeah, so we got to pour the rest in now. So okay. We do the bloom for 30.
Okay. So and then 40.
Yeah, we top it up to 200.
200?
Yeah.
200 total.
Okay, hang on.
Yep.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, well done.
Oh, perfect.
That's pretty much it.
I'm going to do...
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, 200.9. Can we all just take a moment to realise my skill?
Oh, my God, and now you have to do the flip and... Oh.
Charlie spilt hot water all over the desk.
The kettle's pretty full.
It is really full. Then what do I do?
And then we let it sit 2.5 minutes, we're going to do.
I did actually have that in my notes. 2.5 minutes. So what should we talk about?
Brazil.
Are you talking about the Brazilian beans?
Yeah, so we've got the Brazil pea berry. It's okay. Pea berry because that's the varietal of the coffee.
Yeah.
So it's actually, we've pre-ground it this morning because I don't have my grinder, but it's actually the beans are a lot smaller and rounder, so they look like little peas.
It's like a mutation,
which is how it's got its name. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah,
cool.
It's cool. Brazil's the biggest coffee producer in the world, and it's been the biggest one for the last 150 years. So they're kind of the OGs. I was actually reading this morning that the first coffee was introduced to Brazil apparently in 1729. Was the first time. So
a long time ago. Wow, that is a long time ago. Do you know what makes Brazil like a perfect environment for growing coffee?
Yeah, the climate.
Yeah.
The climate's perfect.
Yeah.
So just very temperate, doesn't get too cold. The problem, because Brazil's such a big exporter of coffee, it has a big impact on the world coffee market. So if they have a bad harvest, it affects coffee prices all over the world. Yeah. And recently, they have been getting frosts, which is really uncommon.
No.
It's kind of part of the climate change kind of.
Yeah.
And that's been killing the crops, which has put a huge kind of pressure on the rest of the market. And
Have we seen prices go up as a result of that?
Coffee prices are forever going up. It's
so
kinda,
worth it though.
Yeah, it's good. I think, and I think it's worth it if you get a good one. You know,
we're just about to demonstrate.
Oh, that's true.
How
but
worth it it is.
I think it means that it's worth learning how to make a good one at home because I won't say where, but I did pay $7.50 for an oat flat white the other day, and it just about ended me.
$7.50.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Was
Charlie's
it worth
just
it?
Handed me
I mean, it was delicious, but like, what is it worth $7.50 for a coffee?
Yeah, I think that's kind of the trend that we're seeing is because coffee's getting more expensive, people want to make sure they're spending it on coffee that's really good. You know, whereas you might have been happy to buy a coffee anywhere, as prices go up, it's kind of.
You want to be a bit more selective.
Yeah.
Only the best 8:30 coffee roasters.
Yeah,
that's it.
You just have to look at the cafe and see, are we brewing with 8:30 beans? And then you may proceed. Okay, awesome. What am I doing?
Oh, my God, it's a flip. Oh, my God. That looks bloody scary. Good luck with that, Millie. I'm going to stay far away over here and remind the listeners while... Well done.
Nice.
Very skilled flip happened just
If anyone knows me in real life, they will know just how uncoordinated
I am. Pushing the thing.
I am pushing.
I'm just being awful over here and bossing you around while you do all the hard work.
No, I needed supervision.
There's some sounds happening.
Okay.
Millie's had to stand up so she can put all her weight onto the AeroPress. You know, smash the jug underneath.
It's like labour.
Charlie's done. And it looked very easy on Charlie's part.
I think something's gone horribly wrong here, Charlie.
You might be good.
Oh.
Yeah, when you hear that sound, you can kind of stop.
The squelching.
Okay. Yeah, the squelching's good. You kind of don't actually want to push it too hard. If you push right down to the bottom, you can kind of squeeze too much out.
Right.
So once you hear the air coming through, I would usually kind of stop.
Does that make it bitter?
Yeah, it can do.
Oh, yeah.
I'm realizing now, through having to brew it myself, just how talented you are, Charlotte, coming up every morning for this, every Monday for this. Okay. Yeah.
Well, so what are we expecting to taste in this AeroPress with the Brazilian beans?
Yeah, so Brazil, typically kind of nuttier, darker tones. This one's a natural coffee. So yep. Do you remember what a natural coffee is? What makes it a natural?
Oh, the fermentation process.
Raised beds dried in the shade?
Yeah. So when they pick the cherries, they let them dry naturally in the sun.
Yep. Same thing as anaerobic or?
No, anaerobic's different. Anaerobic is they pick the cherries and then they kind of, they put them in a vat that's kind of oxygen free.
Okay, right.
And then they ferment.
So oh, that so adds like another. Opposite of natural.
Yeah, natural, they just leave them.
Right.
And washed is the other end where they actually use kind of water and hulling machines to take all the skin off.
Okay.
And that gives it a super clean cup taste. Mm-hmm. Natural is kind of a bit funky, a bit sweeter. Mm-hmm. And then anaerobic's like, that starts going crazy.
Going crazy. Crazy okay. Down.
We're okay. Going to have a taste of cheers.
Is this your one?
This is the one that I have made.
Oh, sorry, I should have done a blind taste. Wow, that's delicious.
It's not bad. Sorry, how direct eye contact with Charlie that whole time.
Felt so much pressure.
Wow, that's delicious.
I don't know about you, but I'm getting tasty notes of dried apple, hokey pokey, and hazelnut.
Are you now? I'm definitely getting the nuttiness that you were talking about, Charlie.
Yeah, super nutty. Mm. And it is sweet. It does have the kind of apple coming through. This is actually really good. I don't know how you did it. Smashed it.
This makes me feel okay. All right, Charlie's turn.
Oh, okay.
You've brewed us some.
Okay. That was delicious, Mel. Well done. I'm sorry I wasn't helpful at all.
That's okay.
I was more of a moral support.
Yeah.
And bad advice.
Your friendship is all I need.
Someone's texted in that you can also get metal filters for AeroPress, so perfect for camping, no waste.
Yeah, you can.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, the paper filters, you can only use them one time, but you can also get, the reusable metal ones, which are pretty
like
awesome.
Like a mesh situation.
Yeah, it's like real thin holes in there. So
cool.
How did you get a slightly thicker, feel in the mouth?
Ooh, okay, this is good. So I made mine.
How do you taste that?
This is good.
We're getting there.
I put a lot more coffee in mine. To see if you'd notice. So mine has a lot more body.
Yeah,
so tweak the recipe a little bit. You guys did 12, but I actually did 15. So I put a lot more in just to kind of...
Mine was probably closer to... I actually have no idea how much coffee was in there. I was pretending to measure and you were all just going along with it.
Yeah, I must say I do kind of prefer your one, well, a bit lighter and...
You reckon lighter?
More of the fruitiness 100%.
Bit more tea, bit more body.
Yeah, you kind of can taste more of the flavours coming through. The other one has more body, but it's kind of quite overwhelming almost. It's like astringent, we say.
Okay.
So Millie Smythe, the reigning champ of AeroPress Coffee on 95 BFM.
I would say so.
Well done.
It's an honour and a privilege. I mean, I'd like to thank my mum and my dad.
Dear listeners, if you're listening to this and going, bloody hell, I can make AeroPress way better than all of these plebs, you can head to 830's website, 830.com, and use the code 95BFM to get 10% off. You can also text us anytime this week during breakfast hours, 5395 with your name and your B card number, and 830, it's one word with one T in the middle, and you go in the draw to win a bag of the beautiful Brazilian PB beans, which you can grind up and brew up however you like at home.
Yes. Yeah. And excitingly, we're in Brazil this week, obviously, for music-wise.
My God.
So, yeah.
So that's pretty awesome. I don't know much about AeroPress coffee, but I think I know a little bit about music.
I think you do, too.
So this is my time to shine. No, but that was delicious. Thank you very much, Charlie.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much, Millie, for the beautiful coffee.
You're actually so welcome.
Well done.
Yeah.
We're going to get a little dancey and listen to some Furacao 2000. This is Mimosa 2000. You're on BFM. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, 830. Get yourself some beautiful cafe to brew up at home, everyone. You can do it. It's hard, but you can do it.
It's not that hard. I made it sound hard for comedic effect. That was the easiest thing I've ever done.
Nice one. Nice, nice, nice.
No, 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 no. Just like the wind.
One touch, I can quit.
like the wind.
Coffee Roasters.